And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break production of Fortis Institute. A Baltimore high school student just learned that asking about missing American flags can get you suspended these days. And the police even called on you. Parker Jensen is his name, and he noticed something odd in his classroom. No stars and stripes in sight. He took his concern to the County Board of Education. Their response? Call the cops on him for trespassing at a public building and slap him with a suspension. And here's some refreshing news. Men aren't picking up their Bibles at record rates. The American Bible Society reports the gender gap among scripture readers has virtually disappeared. Millennials are leading the spiritual surge, with nearly 4 in 10 now qualifying as Bible users, up from 3 in 10 last year. Remember all those dire warnings about Trump's tariffs destroying American business? Well, someone forgot to tell one Swiss drug maker. They're dropping $23 billion to build and expand 10 facilities right here in the good old U.S. of A. Well, the BBC recently interviewed a British adult film star who casually mentioned she began watching pornography at the age of 11. She described her early exposure as very normal and claimed it made her really confident. When pressed about whether children should be viewing such content, she backpedaled slightly and then suggested kids should probably learn about sex at that age, but maybe not from pornography. Maryland Democrats just learned an expensive lesson about unintended consequences. Back in 2023, they gleefully lifted the statute of limitations on child sexual abuse lawsuits, successfully forcing the Baltimore Archdiocese into bankruptcy. Their victory lap screeched to a halt when thousands of abuse cases emerged against their state's own juvenile justice system, creating a potential $4 billion liability for taxpayers. How did these champions of justice respond? Well, by ramming through emergency legislation in just 2 days to slash the settlement cap from $890,000 to $400,000 for state institutions. Nothing exposes the hypocrisy faster than a hit to the wallet. Gen Z has stumbled upon a revolutionary money-saving hack: brewing coffee at home. That's right, as Starbucks prices continue to climb, even more absurd than they have normally been, TikTokers are setting up cafes in their own kitchens, complete with menus and barista uniforms. Yeah, well, that takes it a little bit too far, but anyway, who knew you could make coffee at home without paying somebody else $8 for the privilege? And speaking of innovation, scientists have developed a more radical solution to another common problem: turning human blood into mosquito poison. Researchers found a drug that makes blood deadly to mosquitoes within 12 hours. Yeah, well, creative, perhaps there's wisdom in just simply using the hands God gave us to swat them. I don't know, maybe I'm just old-fashioned. But that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.